Okay, there you have it. Some new Insanity Defense. I wish we had an audience here to clap. That was really good. That's Pilgrim State.
How's it going?
Okay, how are you, Jeff?
All right.
Jeff's grown his hair and no one recognizes him anymore.
I woke up the other day and there it was. Figured everyone's growing their hair now. I mean, I saw Henry from Black Flag. He had real long hair.
So yeah, did he?
Maybe
are you going to go commercial like Black Flag too and start playing the Peppermint Lounge?
We got this deal with Atlantic Records, you know, man, and like we have a keyboard player waiting.
I haven't heard this since I last saw you play up at the Anthrax. It's been a long time hearing some music from you guys.
It's been a real long time. We've run into a lot of problems getting the record together. You know, it's the first time we put out a record, so we anticipate a lot of problems, and we sure got a bunch. But we really wanted to make sure we had something together before we put it out. We didn't want to look at any time pressure and say, well, we got to put out, you know, something within a year or something. We just figured whenever it was ready, we were going to put it out. And
it's grown, though, from a four-song EP to five, then six.
Right, it was originally going to be like a single with a couple of cuts on it, and then we wanted to do a seven-inch EP. And then as things screwed up for us, we figured, well, since everything's screwing up, we might as well, you know, I wrote more tunes in the meantime, so I figured, well, since it's taken this long, we might as well expand it and put out something more worthwhile since it's been so long, you know, that we've had anything out. And it's quite a bit different from the first tape, but we're really pretty happy with it.
Well, the difference in quality shows off here.
Studios can be pretty intimidating, you know, when you get in there, you really don't want to, it's so easy to get, you know, overwhelmed by the immensity of some studios and the effects they can give you. So we really tried to keep it as, you know, normal as possible.
All right, let's just move into Pilgrim State for a minute. I remember you hearing that up at the Anthrax, and then about 2 weeks later I got a record by a band called Pilgrim State.
Yeah.
And pretty wild, but...
Well, they got nothing to do with us. We had the idea long before then.
Yours is mentions the hospital? Right.
It's mainly... The theme is mainly about... it's not like about... There's an institution on Long Island, you know, I'm sure everybody out there probably knows it, in Brentwood, and... the building, as you go along Deer Park Avenue, has always been a pretty intimidating thing, and it just seemed to be a good theme for our next releases. We really felt that Pilgrim State was pretty much, someone want to come in the door? No, we just felt it was just the most appropriate, whatever, representation of what we felt Insanity Defense meant, you know, to us, and that was the result of it. Does that make sense?
I guess so. I don't know.
It's kind of technical.
Yeah, but...
whatever, so...
Good, anyway. So, what are the songs that are on the album that... Well, why don't you tell us about the band? It's still the original Insanity Defense.
Yeah, everything's going pretty much the same. It's just that it's been a bit slower just because of, you know, problems that we've had with getting together and trying... We really didn't want to continue doing too much... playing around and like do shows and stuff like that. We really wanted to put all our energies into the album, so that's why we've pretty much been on, you know, haven't really come up and into the studio much, and why we haven't played out, and we pretty much remained pretty low profile lately. But you know, we felt it was worthwhile because I can only concentrate on that. You know, I can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. Whatever. I want to concentrate on one thing at a time. Rather than to have to worry about our mail orders and, you know, playing out and whatnot. It's just too much to handle.
Okay, we have another song
want to play? We have a Cheerleaders song. Satan's Cheerleaders has a tape out. Yeah, by the way, the Insanity Defense album, which is called Pilgrim State, it's a 10-song LP, and that should be out just shortly after the first of the year. And this will be released simultaneously with it, which is Satan's Cheerleaders tape. This is off of Bark Twice for Freedom. And this song is called Them. So you want to pop that one on?
Sure, we'll pop this on and talk to you later.
Separated from the echo, through the air, the very breathless, now on. Lord fucking turn
You're on. That was New Satan's Cheerleaders. You're hearing all this, I think, for the first time, unless you're in the bands themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Nobody else has heard this before?
No, this is pretty much it. Yeah. We figured we'd bring it down to old Steve.
World premiere of Satan's Play Cheerleaders. Well. That was them.
We told you to come down here so often and never showed up. We figured we owed you at least a first listen to
and
it or whatever.
The first time you come down, we get preempted by a basketball game.
Yeah, right. Who won?
I don't even know.
Yes.
So that's from
it's not who won, it's how they played the game. Just right. let's remember that.
There are no losers.
You know, and let's not get into that.
What was that, the Satan's Cheerleaders?
That was them.
From what their
is from it? Bark Twice for Freedom.
Okay.
Which, like I said, it's going to be released at the same time as the Insanity Defense Pilgrim State album.
And that's going to be a cassette?
Yeah, that's going to be a cassette, and it's a 12-song cassette. And it's real good. We're really happy with it. It's much better. We're getting a little better with the quality of our recording and stuff now. But they're eventually, now, you know, that we put out a lot of cassettes now, and we pretty much now want to try to take the bands onto albums if we can afford it. That's pretty much what it gets down to. There's another band that we've hooked up with.
For someone who is trying to cut down on all of the involvements, you just seem to be getting involved more and more.
I keep hearing these people who are just putting out some really great stuff and nobody really has heard much from them. You know, just some friends and people around the area who, it's a lot of talented people that have been putting out some really good stuff that just doesn't get noticed. And I've been trying to really seek those people out. And this is a band, let's call them Glenheads. And I've been friends with a guy, Tom, the band for a while, and he played me this tape recently. And it's just really wild stuff, and we're going to help distribute that also probably at the same time. So it'll be pretty much three releases, and that'll be the Insanity Defense album and Satan's Cheerleaders Bark Twice for Freedom tape and the Glenheads tape, all about in January.
The Welcome to 1985 releases.
Yeah, right. Well, we really wanted to put it out all at once because we figured that would be, you know, the best thing after so long. We wanted to just put out a whole bunch of good releases.
All right, this is all unsound music, right? Still
pretty
unsound?
Pretty much, yeah.
And why don't you give us the rundown of the Glenheads, since we pretty much know...
that's pretty much... We'll just leave it as the Glenheads, let's just say that, and I'll give you more information as things develop, just because, we want to get a little more closely associated with them before we start talking about whatever they, represent or whatever. We pretty much would just like, I'd rather have them do the talking for themselves.
Okay.
But it's really great stuff.
All right, what is this called, do you know?
It's called Cherish.
Yep.
Okay, Cherish from the Glenheads.
And I hope you're listening out there, Tom.
Check it out. Is the word. Cherish is the word. Cherish is the word. Cherish is the word I use to describe. Cherish is the word I use to describe. Cherish is the word. Fresh is the word I use to describe. Cherish is the word. Yeah, cherish is the word.
Okay, there you have it. Those are the Gledheads. Where are they from? Are they from Northport, too?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We didn't ask. No, I don't know.
They're
Kansas
somewhere. They're,
we just started doing it.
Scattered all over the country, I guess, huh? And that was called Cherish from the Gledheads. That's, I guess, going to be on a cassette release also.
Yeah, well, they're going to compile stuff. They really haven't edited it at all, but they're going to... it's really... great stuff. He does lots of tape loop experiments with tape loops and stuff. It's a really different band, you know. It really has very little to do in common with Satan's Cheerleaders and Insanity Defense, but that's what we were looking for. We didn't want to find another, you know, band of the same type of thing. We really wanted to find just another band totally different, and he sure got something
totally different.
Yeah, he's really got great ideas. Maybe we'll get around to playing something more of it, but I really, you know, sold on the stuff. It's really a lot different. And he's really doing a lot of new stuff. You know, it's not typical music in any way, but he's really, if you could hear the full tape that he did, he's really doing some pretty innovative stuff with tapes, and it's just really good.
Okay, I'm going to ask if I can squeeze one more Insanity Defense
song. You want that?
Song.
Okay, well, why don't you just play something else, and then we'll cue that up.
Sure. Okay, what do we have here? We got from Portland, Oregon, a band called Final Warning, and this is Rain of Death here at USB FM.
My life is a poor and God, gotta believe. Yeah.
Okay, from Massachusetts, that Stranglehold with She's Not Leaving. Here at USB FM, Steve Kreitz is spending a Wednesday night with you. In the studios is Ron and Jeff from Insanity Defense, the Satan's Cheerleaders, and assorted other projects. And before Stranglehold, we heard from Art with Mikhail Bord there from New York. We heard How Much Punk Rock Do You Hear in Russia? And starting the set off from Portland, Oregon, Final Warning with Reign of Death. Final Warning, Art, and Stranglehold. And we have some more Insanity Defense, and why don't we let Jeff tell us about this.
Yeah, this song is called Witch Hunt, and it goes out to all the nice people out in Northport.